We're going to talk about one of the biggest mistakes people make when they buy a new Harley Davidson. Hi, I'm Mike with Riding in the Ozarks, where we talk about riding, rallies, wrenching, do gear reviews, and talk about Harley Davidson news. And today, this is kind of a wrenching riding video. So my wife just bought a 2026 Street Glide, and we have about 116 miles on it. She just rode it home from the dealership, and that's it. We've done a couple things to it. We'll talk about that in a second. But one of the most important things you should do is set your suspension. Now, she only weighs 125 pounds, so the suspension should be zero until you get over 180 pounds. And that number I'm talking about, I'm going to show you what that means. I have two rings here that you turn with a spanner wrench. Now, what you're supposed to do is turn this ring and bring it down the number of millimeters that the book shows is appropriate for your weight. So let's say 200 pounds, I think that's like 7 or something like that. So you would turn this bottom ring till you had 7 millimeters distance between the top and bottom ring. And then once you have the bottom ring where it needs to be, you roll the top ring down to lock it in place and then holds it. But that's how you set your preload. And you do that only on the right shock on these new touring motorcycles. Now over here on the left side, we have this hydraulic preload adjuster also. And what you can do with this is, let's say you throw a tour pack on here with a bunch of luggage in it. Well, you can just pull this saddlebag and adjust this preload here and not need the spanner wrench. So this is toolless. And this goes up to about 25 roughly. It goes up just past 20 on the meter there, or the indicator. And it's supposed to be a range of 100 pounds. So that's about 4 pounds per line. So, you know, 20, 40, 60, 80, 90, somewhere in there. 4 to 5 pounds per indicator. So unless you're really measuring this exactly or know exactly your weight, you're just going to make a best guess there and try and get it close. But that is going to make your ride better. So if you're over 180 pounds with luggage, then you're going to want to set your preload to your normal weight. Whatever, you know, if you have normal luggage like tools in your saddlebag, things like that, you'll want to take that into account and set the preload on the other side for that. This is for like last minute adjustments, like you throw a tour pack on maybe that you don't normally run with or something like that. Then you can adjust for that. Or maybe you throw a big bag on this back seat because you're taking a big road trip, you know, and you put something up here, then you would adjust for that with the preload on the side. Now, she's coming from a 2019 Softail Sport Glide. And one of the first things we've done, absolutely the first thing, I put this on the lift, and why I had the saddlebags off was to put saddlebag guards on here. So I had a set of loop style ones that I took off of my bike when I went to the new flat out style. So we're just using what we had left over here in the house. Didn't have to pay for anything. They're not brand new, and you could tell by the fade in the black a little bit, but they'll work for crash protection. And that's right now what we're worried about. She's got to decide what she wants. Maybe we'll change them out in the future. But for now, we're running these. So they bolt up right underneath the seat here. And yes, the seat bunches up, and they all do that. Every one of them I've seen with these rear protectors on there does that. And then they connect right down here. Now here's where your OEM saddlebag support connects. And this is a two-piece. They bolt together here, and then they go back and they replace and connect back here where the stock one support goes. So we put saddlebag protectors on there. And we did something else too. Everybody talks about how the stock windshield is garbage. And it is. Now, we actually had her sit on here. And we marked a spot on this board with a red line to see where she was seeing. And we tried three different windshields on here because she didn't want to go higher. She didn't want the windshield to block her view. So we put the lowest one on, marked it, and then tried them and saw where she thought she would sit the best. And this one actually has more visibility for her than the stock one, but it's got this flare in here, so it's going to kind of kick that wind and stuff up over her. So she's going to try this one out. This is a 5-inch from Harley Davidson.
A little longer than a few minutes later.
Hey guys, I started this video a few weeks ago, and turns out I am finishing it up and I'm getting ready to post it. And I think I'm going to put it out on Firecracker's birthday. So her birthday is Saturday. So this video is going to go live on YouTube. So if you're seeing this on Saturday, the 23rd of May, make sure you give her a big shout out and say happy birthday to her. I love you, baby. And Back to the video. All right, I started this video about a week ago. We've already got some more upgrades in, and I haven't finished editing, so we're just going to throw those in this video too. We're about to change out the front engine guards. Our friends at Hogworks saw her video about getting a new bike and some of the things she wanted, so they did send her some gifts. She has a birthday this month, so happy birthday, Firecracker, from Hogworks. So she's going to get some front engine guards and a headlight, and rear saddlebag guards are on back order, so they'll be coming eventually, so stay tuned. She's got those other bars on the back for now, so she's got some protection while she gets used to this heavier bike and stuff. So first thing we're going to do is pop this off. And if you don't know, this just pops in, so you can just pry it out. I'm not going to do it one-handed because I don't want to hit the fender, but you can pop it loose, slide it out of the way, and then there'll be two bolts up here. You don't have to remove them, but you can. And then a bolt on each side back here that we'll take loose. And then the bar will come out and we'll get the new bar in. And then I gotta get that fairing off and get that ugly old stock headlight out of there and get her a new Hogworks Silvertooth in. Let's get started. Guys, I should have done this before I started, but make sure you put a blanket or one of those fender protectors down so you don't bump it and scratch your fender when you're putting guards on like this. It is pretty tight back in here. I need to get me one of them fancy Hogworks ones. I have a Harley-Davidson one for my gas tank, but I thought I had one for a front fender, but I can't find it after we moved. Anybody else have that problem? After you move, you can't find shit? That's not too bad a job to do by yourself. Just take your time and make sure you protect everything. So as you're fiddling with it, trying to get it lined up, you don't scratch anything. Put one bolt in, you know, and hold the bar and then put the other bolts in. Line everything up before you tighten it down. Make sure you use Loctite. Now, you're probably thinking something's missing there because I did not put the sliders on the ends or the wheels that come with the bars. That's because somebody had to have special wheels. Yeah, see that? Special wheels. Which color do you think she got? Gold or green? All right, I still got to do the other side. But there they are, green wheelie wheels. And just for anybody that's wondering, they don't spin once you tighten them down. They're not going to roll. They're still going to, you know, hold. And they've got nice big bolts in the center of these. These bolts are actually bigger than the crash bar mounting bolts. So heavy duty. And if you fall over on them, you just got to replace the wheels. I'm going to get the other side done. And then we'll get started on the headlight. All right. I'm not going to go into great detail on how to change out the headlight. I have a video I did with an Amazon headlight that breaks down that process. It's going to be the same for this. We're just going to go ahead and get it done and get the Hogworks Silvertooth headlight in here that she just got from Hogworks. It's going to make this thing so much better to ride at night. And I mean, this thing's still got like a sticker. It's only got 200 miles on the bike, but where they had something stuck to the headlight, we haven't even got that cleaned off yet. We're just going to go ahead and replace it. So me and Steve have done about three of these headlight swaps now between my Amazon one, the Silvertooth, and the Goldtooth. We're getting pretty good at this. We did this in about 30 minutes between the two of us. If you're doing it by yourself, it's probably going to be closer to an hour, and you really probably want someone to hold the fairing while someone else unplugs the actual headlight. That's the easiest way if you can get a helper to do that. But let's see how it looks. And there it is, the Silvertooth. We'll turn that on here in a second for you and show you what low beam and high beam looks like. But I've got some riding footage of it with my bike I'll throw up here, and you can see that it really, really does a good job. This is a big, big improvement over stock. And this thing just looks really well made. I mean, it was designed to fit in these street glides. That's why it came out 2 years after the new models came out. This wasn't some other light that was adapted to fit in here with just a bracket. It was designed for this bike, and it looks good. All right, this is from the side view. Look how bright that thing is. You just got the three lower lights when you're on low beam. You can have a little yellow halo around the light, and you have some white side marker type lights over here on the sides. Steve turned the lights down for us so you can really see how bright it is. We're going to go ahead and turn the headlights on, or the high beam on. And we'll give you some perspective. That's what it looks like on the wall, but it lights the inside of this place up really well. All right, guys, I want to give you a quick update. Firecracker's about 500 miles on this new Street Glide. Unfortunately, she's working again tonight on them two jobs deals, so she's not in this video, but we will try and get her in and talk about the bike maybe at 1,000 miles or something. Now, I want to know, what do you think should be her next upgrade? Exhaust? Seat? Bars? Audio? I have an idea what we may be doing next, but those are all things that are on the table. She definitely wants better audio. We're trying to figure that out still. Exhaust, I think I know what we're going to be doing there, but you guys will have to stay tuned for that. Now, the question with bars and seats is, which one do you get first? Now, I'm kind of the opinion that you get seat first, and if it raises you up a little bit, then maybe you want a little taller bar. You find a seat you're happy with that doesn't raise you up, then maybe you get by with 10s. Based on her height, I'm thinking we're going to be looking for 10s, but I don't know. I mean, it's hard to say. I do have a Sundowner seat that is heated. We might throw on here and see if it raises her up too much. If it raises her up, that's really going to affect what option she has for a seat, because she really doesn't want to get it much higher off the ground than what she's at now. The Sundowner is going to be a little thicker, but it's shaped different. It might not be too bad. We'll just have to see. It's not that she can't reach. She just wants to be confident when she's trying to back the bike up and stuff. And the higher she gets raised, the more that's going to impact her confidence on being able to back the bike into parking spots or moving it around, especially on gravel, which is something that we deal with a lot. Let me know what your thoughts are about seats versus handlebars, which one you should you buy. If you've got some experience with that, let us know. And I'm kind of thinking down the road here, we're going to probably need to get some better suspension for her. Not because there's anything wrong with this, but because it's designed for somebody that's 180 pounds or more. And she's not going to hit that, even with luggage. So maybe some suspension that's designed specifically more for lighter riders. I have to look into some of that. So that may be some content we're doing in the future. If you guys like this video, make sure you give it a big thumbs up. That really helps the channel grow. Don't forget to subscribe if you want to see more content like this in the future. And as always, y'all stay safe, keep on riding, and we'll see you in the next one.